Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
Oh, hi, I'm back. Oh my, yes, we made it. Much the worse for wear, I might add. But it is great to be back in the air chair again. We have made it. We are live. It is a Monday. It's almost the end of April. Already! Already April's come and gone. Unfreaking believable. What else we got? Karen Hill, good morning. Welcome back. You have been missed. Thank you, Karen. I missed you badly. I really did. As you know, or if you don't, I've had some really bad medical issues with some skin problems. You can see it on my face. I try my best to adjust things, but just no hiding it. Anyway, it's horrific, it's horrible, and it's painful, it's itchy. And there are many, many nights where and days where I'm just not able to put a show together. So for the last couple of weeks, I've been in that kind of situation. But I am back, ready to kick ass and take names and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of bubble gum. But anyway, Karen, thank you. Thank you so much for popping by. We really do appreciate that a lot. Let's see. Wait just one quick second. What do I got to do here? Oh, yeah. I got to tell you about what's coming up. Can you feel it? No, seriously, can you feel it? There is, how do I put this? There is an evil. And I don't know how better to describe it. There is an evil settling over this country. And we have to do everything we can to fight it. In every way that we can. We'll talk about that coming up. Paris Hilton, strangely enough, gets it in a very odd video, but go Paris. And finally, a small amount of justice, but justice nevertheless. Studio audience, welcome back into the group crowd here. Yeah, we got all that, and we got more coming up, and we have, of course, our fantastic list of sponsors, and among those would be our absolute favorite sponsor. That is, of course, Blackout Coffee. Blackout Coffee, folks, is an American coffee company, not one of these big, giant conglomerates, but they have a heart of gold, and they believe in America. They believe in our conservative Christian values. They believe in making a great product. And that's it. They do everything they can to source the highest quality beans from local co-ops, American farmers. And then their small batch roasting process, they roast the beans 24 to 48 hours before they ship them out to you. And you have arriving at your door a fresh roasted bag of beans ready to make into the most delicious cup of coffee you will ever taste. It is always full-bodied, full-flavored, never bitter. Get awake, not woke. With Blackout Coffee, get some coffee with values, our values. Cold Op Covert, Pitch Black Espresso, Morning Reaper, Brutal Awakening, Smooth Finish. Those are just a few of the roasts they have there. Go over to the website, use the link in our show notes. And when you get ready to check out, just buy a single bag. You don't have to put in a big order if you want, just a single bag to try them out. Use the promo code J20. And that will get you 20% off your first order. The link is in our show notes. It's the top link. And use the promo code J20 at checkout. And that will get you 20% off your first order at Blackout Coffee. I know lots and lots of people have gone over there and done that. Thank you, not only for helping to support the show, of course, but for helping to support Blackout Coffee. Because they are an American brand, an American company. And they believe in all the good things you and I believe in. Truth, justice, and the American way. Oh, man. All right. Hang on a quick second. Why are we over there? There we go. Okay. It's been a little bit. It's going to take me a little bit of time to get into all the button clicking and stuff here. So, yeah. All right. Before we get started on the main topic tonight, if you don't mind, I want to take a moment of personal privilege and tell you about a little something that's gone on in my life in the last week. When I was born, now it's not going to be one of those long when I was born, it's the mega edited version. When I was born, my parents were Catholic, so I was baptized Catholic. Well, when I was about 4 or 5 years old, an incident at the church led my parents to leave the Catholic Church and join the Protestant Church. This was in Cornwall, Connecticut. So we became Protestants, Congregationalists, and went to church Easter and Christmas and maybe 1 or 2 days in between. But that was the extent. I did Sunday school for a while, things like that. But then my mom, the smartest woman I know, when I got to be about 14, 15 years old, she sat me down and she said, "Jay, I'm a Christian. We are, this family's Christian, but so we raised you that way. However, you are old enough. We gave you a foundation in Christianity, but you need to go explore. You need to find out what's right for you. You need to find out what truth speaks to you." And so I did. I took that challenge on full head on. I studied and met up and followed just about every religion on the planet. Judaism, Islam, Wicca, Seventh-day Adventists, Mormons. Even there was that wacko Tom Cruise, I forget what that one is. L. Ron Hubbard's crap. Yeah, what a whack. Anyway, at the end of the day, after having spent years looking into all kinds of religions, it occurred to me that not one really spoke to me. Not one called out, said, "This is it, this is the path, this is the way." So I kind of became an agnostic, eventually kind of a full-on atheist. I don't mind what other people choose to believe, doesn't bother me in the least, could not possibly care less. You do you, I'll do me. But I want to tell you, and I'm almost done, that in the last week or so, because of a few things that have happened, I have opened my heart and I have welcomed back in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I'm declaring that publicly. I am a Christian. I pray every night. I am so grateful to the Lord for all that He's given me and all that He will bless me with. And that's pretty much it. I mean, it doesn't really change anything much. My values are still my values. My feelings, conservatism, all pretty much the same. But that's where I stand. So, I don't like the word born again. It comes with some rather bad connotations. So let's just say that I have refound the Lord Jesus Christ and Christianity. And I feel very good about that. So bless you. Seriously bless you. All right. Enough about me. Let's move it on. Evil, 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 evil. Almost tied in, huh? Don't you get the feeling? Don't you just get the feeling that there is something going on out there? Between these whack job leftists, these immoral people teaching our kids, Scientology, yes, thank you, Karen. These immoral whacks teaching our kids, some of the people making the laws and regulations in this country. all this pro-Hamas crap on college campuses. Somebody pointed out that if you look at the videos of all this pro-Hamas crap on college campuses lately, what you notice is a huge preponderance of women in these protest crowds. There are men there, even members of the gay, trans crowd, but it is the women, for the most part, who are front and center, right there, occupy the most protest real estate. Their presence at these protests shows the catastrophic decline and fall, really, of progressive women. Today's progressive Democrats have got their roots back in the 19th, early 20th century when socialism became the creed of white upper class Americans and British intellectuals. Among this group, the women of true intellectual heft, and that's even true, even though we can disdain their values. They were all educated in the Western canon, Christian philosophy. Crystal Eastman, Helen Keller, Jean Webster, Jane Addams, Harriet Stanton Blatch. Well educated. And they retained those values and education, even though they foolishly believed that socialism was the answer to society's problems as they saw it. And all the way through the Second World War, post-World War II, feminists like Betty Friedan, Gloria Steinem, Maya Angelou, no matter how badly one thinks of these women, they're pernicious ideas have destroyed families, children, society as a whole. They weren't idiots. These were not stupid women. They were committed communists who effectively focused all of their knowledge and ideology and intelligence on a single goal: breaking down Western institutions. And they are continuing that tradition today. And that, a high percentage of that, is the evil that is leaching itself into our society today. Research, this is on our show notes, broadly shown that women report worst rates of mental health compared to their male counterparts. The gender zap now even more apparent among Gen Zers. White liberal women disproportionately diagnosed with mental health problems. In a word, they're neurotic, paranoid, credulous, hysterical, authoritarian. This is where the whole Karen thing came from. George Orwell, we read 1984 on this show a while back. He writes, "It was always the women, and above all the young ones, who were the most bigoted adherents of the party and swallowers of slogans, the amateur spies and nosers out of unorthodoxy." This is a part of the evil that is leeching its way into our system today and affecting your kids, because they will not leave the kids alone. Why? Because if you break up the family unit, you're 90% way to getting your goals and solving your problem. Breaking up the family unit is their number one. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. Conservatism, Christianity, it's all under attack. All of it. Watch for it. Fight back against it. Do all that you can and pray. From the Daily Wire, rather upsetting story here. Islamic extremists are attacking and burning Christian homes in Egypt. Reportedly set fire to several Christian houses and businesses in southern Egypt. Broke out Tuesday night, last Tuesday, in the village of Al-Fawakr, home to about 3,000 Christian families. Their community recently received a permit to construct a new church building, prompting backlash from some Muslim hardliners. When religious fanatics failed to expel the Christians from their homes as a form of punishment, the extremists burned down their houses while they were still inside. There is video, shows crowds of people dancing and celebrating in front of the burning buildings. It's disgusting. They attacked Copic homes with stones and chants. Number of houses set on fire amid the screams of women and children. The attack continued for a long time before the security forces arrived and broke it all up. At every corner, every way they can. And remember we talked about attacking the family, attacking our kids? Well, Tennessee has made major steps forward. They have passed a bill which criminalizes adults who help minors to receive gender-affirming care. Governor Lee is expected to sign the bill. Take a listen.
Dr. Olson had a decision.
You are in the perfect place to start on blockers.
And she promises to begin giving her estrogen, female hormones, in 2 years.
Around 13. That's what I think. Yes, you're not going to develop breast buds on the blockers, but you're not going to wait until 16 to start. You know that, okay?
Josie received the blockers as an implant in her arm.
It's okay if you cry.
So with all the bravery she could muster,
now you're going to feel a little bit of a...
Josie held on tight as another chapter opened in this young girl's life.
A lot of times it strikes me that had this happened just 20 years ago,
thank you,
I wouldn't have been able to give her blockers and she would have had to go through male puberty. That terrifies me.
It's all done. Do you want a hug?
I don't know that she would have survived male puberty.
Abusive parents like this. And it continues. Continues every single day. Well, not in Tennessee. I don't know where this one came from, but it's a classic. Remember when I mentioned Karens? I haven't seen a lot of Karen videos lately, have we? This is a great one. It asks the question, why are people like this? You got to listen. Read, there's subtitles if you want. Listen closely to this idiot. What happened? Okay. Here we go. You ready? Here we go.
I just want to be clear. You're upset because we made friends with your cat?
You're unreasonable people. You're holding our cat. Go in your yard and say, Mercury,
Go home. Don't come in our yard anymore.
She will not listen. She's a cat. She doesn't speak English. It's a cat, dude.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, we'll have the police department figure it out.
Absolutely. Okay. Great idea.
Right, cat pervert.
Oh, my God. You
guys are absent. I've done nothing to bring the cat. I've done nothing to bring the cat. I just want to be clear.
The cat doesn't speak English. And look, the cat's taking up what cats often do, a high position on the top of the car. And the neighbors are claiming that they've kidnapped the cat? You know how hard it would be to kidnap a cat? Stupid people, I swear. Oh, man. Hey, when we find a celebrity who is on our side, we need to celebrate them. We need to thank them. And this just popped out on TikTok. Unbelievable, but Paris Hilton has a very important message on behalf of child survivors, including herself. This link is in our show notes. I hope that you would share it out there and let people know. And kudos and a hat tip to Paris Hilton for coming out and speaking the unspoken.
And I really hope this is a lesson to people out there that if you are abusing children, I will find out. I will find you. I will come with my huge spotlight and shine it on wherever you are. Because people are not going to get away with this anymore. Enough is enough, and it has to stop. And I hope you all know we have a huge community out there. And survivors, we believe you. I know from personal experience of being in these places and how they operate. I've spoken to thousands of survivors. Everyone has the same story. This needs to stop. This has been happening for decades, and people are just getting away with it. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Good on you, Paris. Again, that link is in our show notes. Share it. Click on it. Share it across your social media. Get the word out. Great to see a big-time social media star come out and say, enough is enough. Stop it. And if you don't stop it, I will come after you, and I have a big spotlight. Californians have had it. They are overwhelmingly demanding to return to common sense crime policies. Can you imagine? You think it's finally gone far enough? Reform laws garnered support. Both political parties are backing up. Progressive politicians and DAs. Prop 47. It's a referendum to overturn California's failed police reform measures, and it has a huge amount of support from residents. Lawmakers say that is imperative if this is ever going to pass. So, they're working on it. They're tired of it. They're sick and tired of the criminals running the show, the evil that is out there winning time after time. And we are enabling it. We have to stop. And things like this is how little by little we will stop this evil. Also, decent judges who know how to do the right thing, like this guy. And Arizona Superior Court Judge Thomas Fink declared a mistrial. Now, you may remember this case. 75-year-old landowner, ranch owner, George Kelly from Arizona. He was charged with second-degree murder after fatally shooting an illegal alien on his property in 2003. Well, The judge has just declared a mistrial.
Please have a seat. The record will show the absence of the jurors based on the jury's inability to reach a verdict on any account. The court orders that a mistrial, that this case is a mistrial. The court will set a status hearing for next Monday on the court's usual law and motion calendar for 1:30 to allow the state to take a look at the situation and decide whether or not it wishes to ask the court to reset the matter for trial. I also want to remind the parties, notwithstanding that any post-trial motions are due under Rule 20 or any other rule that's applicable within 10 days.
So there you go. Now, if the district attorney is not bought and paid for by Soros or some other left-wing communist bastard, they'll just drop the case and that'll be the end of it. And justice will have been served. Good on you. Good on you. Hey, when you think about the folks who wrote our Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, all those amazing people, how old do you think they were? I mean, off the top, I would have guessed maybe, 40s minimum, 40 on up into maybe 60. Do you know they were all just kids? No, I'm not kidding. This is the weirdest thing. I absolutely did not know this. Listen to this.
So you've been lied to about this? Our founding fathers were not old, contrary to our current government. Every time I ask students to describe the founding fathers in three words, I hear old white men. But on July 4th, 1776, James Monroe was 18 years old. Aaron Burr was 20. John Marshall was 20. Alexander Hamilton was only 21 years old. Betsy Ross was 24. James Madison was 25. Thomas Jefferson was only 33 on July 4th, 1776. Meanwhile, the other day, I'm watching the State of the Union, and I feel like I am watching a live simulcast of the world's most expensive nursing home. If you are a teenager or a college student or a young adult and you want to make a difference, stop waiting for permission for leadership from the people who refuse to leave office and have been in Washington, D.C. longer than twice the time we've been alive, who can't remember their own name, or who were born before the invention of the microwave oven. Yeah.
First of all, yes, and she's right. If you are a young person, get involved. Secondly, Jefferson was only 33 years old? What? Aaron, what's his face, was 18. These were kids. It blew my mind when I saw that. Absolutely blew my mind. Unbelievable. Wow. All right, one more, and it's a great one. Hey, Jessica LB1, Watch Truth. You are welcome to promote your website, as long as it's a legit, non-rip-off kind of website. Otherwise, I'll just block you, but feel free. I don't mind. The show is for you, so you want to promote something in our chat? Go ahead. All right. You know Ozzy Osbourne? Of course you know Ozzy Osbourne. You know Crazy Train? Of course you know Crazy Train, if you're old like me. I remember when I was in grammar school, probably seventh grade or something, we used to get together in the auditorium with these xylophones. You know what a xylophone is? Here, let me show you. This is a xylophone. There it is. See that? That's a xylophone right there. Well, what happens when you combine a bunch of grammar school kids, a bunch of xylophones, and some Ozzy Osbourne? We'll be right back. Somehow Crazy Train and Xylophone and seventh graders. I don't know. Does it work? Maybe. All right. If you missed the beginning of the show, please go back and watch it. And it'll explain a little bit more about why we've added one final little 30-second segment to the end of our show. And that is when we're going to pray up and offer you a chance to join along if you like. If not, that's the end of the show, so you can move on and move out if you like. But I want to spend just 1 minute or less in offering our thanks for all the good things that happen to us as Christians. Dear God, in the depths of my fear and anxiety, I come before your presence seeking refuge. I acknowledge the weight of my worries, and I humbly ask your strength to cast them aside. Your unwavering protection be my shield as I journey through life's uncertainties. I'm profoundly grateful for your enduring love and constant guidance, which illuminate my path. Your peace reign in my heart, for I place my trust in you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for popping by. Really appreciate it. And we will be back, I hope, tomorrow. Honestly, I'll be honest with you, like I always am. It's on a day-to-day basis. So, with good luck and the creek don't rise, good Lord willing, we will be here tomorrow, 10 a.m. Be sure you join us. Hit that follow button and enjoy the rest of your day. I got to do one more thing here because it's been 2 weeks, so I'm still trying to figure it out. See you tomorrow.
You just heard the Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.